This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's 9:30 and we're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Tom Ackerman, and we focus on fashion this week as we're joined by Camo Wax business analyst Jerome Katz with the St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business. So Jerry, tell us how denim may be making a comeback.
Well, it all started with Beyonce. She has a cut called Levi Jeans on her latest album, Cowboy Carter. And that prompted a posting from all folks, Levi's, earlier this week. And they had a woman on a horse, and they said, introducing the next chapter, and they mentioned Beyonce. So now the Beehive is eagerly awaiting what that actually means. And Levi's has been playing it super mum. But the thing is, denim in general has been making a comeback, not just in jeans, but in showing up in things like dresses, vests, things like that. And there's a strong suspicion that Beyonce and Levi's are about to announce a partnership. And if that happens, that means that Levi's has a pretty good track record of partnerships, but this would be taking it to a whole new level. So stay tuned. There'll be more about this one coming up.
I would say so. What about a comeback for Foot Locker? So partnerships weren't necessarily good for Foot Locker. Tell us how their CEO is trying to get the athletic shoe retailer back into step.
Well, you know, this is Foot Locker's 50th year of operation. It's hard to believe, but pretty much we all know Foot Locker as a place to go for shoes. And the part of their business that is super special is they have always carried a tremendous line of shoes. They started to focus primarily on Nike, and that was great when Nike was on top of its game. But Nike started to get complacent, and their innovation lagged, and actually the brand lagged in comparison to some very hot competitors. And with Nike's fortunes falling, so did Foot Locker's. It got really bad back in 2021. They were facing possible bankruptcy. So they changed CEOs. Mary Dillon, who was the hard-charging CEO of Ulta, came over to Foot Locker. In that time, since she's got there in 2022, she has been busy. They've closed 500 stores. They've remodeled 200, and they've added 200 typically away from malls. About 40% of their stores now are not in malls. So she's been doing all that. She had a redesign of the stores. So if you haven't been to a Foot Locker lately, the new redesigned stores have basically they have the different brands in islands, and then you can grab shoes from these different islands and sit down and try them out so that you can compare one brand of shoes to another, which is their greatest strength, along with the stripers, the folks who work at Foot Locker, who are shoe junkies of the highest order. They know everything about the shoes they're selling. And so those two things and the new locations are what make the industry analysts think that Dillon's Foot Locker is about to do some great things.
Those new stores are actually pretty cool. Some of them have like an exclusive section at the very back with some of the most high-end shoes and apparel. So we'll see how it goes. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Have a great week.
You as well. That's KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz with St. Louis University.